The investigate, oh, Ben Shapiro, rather, Shapiro, the sometimes investigative reporter, writes at the Daily Caller, was inside a gaggle of college-age, know-nothing imbeciles. Where was this at? Ferris State University in Big Rapids, Michigan. Schwann gave a talk on the ridiculousness of endorsing and promoting transgender lifestyles and behavior. And for that, some of the members of the student audience were asking questions. Now, I want you to listen to Shapiro just to demolish the argument about gender. And it's also demolished in today's pile of prep. And a piece that I linked to that was in the 2017 print edition of the American Conservative magazine, which is, how many of you people knew that Holyoke College up in, I think it's in New York, has decided it's an all-women's college, has decided that it's not an all-women's college anymore? You know why? Because they can't, they don't want to offend someone that's transitioning from a man to a woman by saying that a woman's got to have a vagina. Folks, I'm not making this up. Here is part of Shapiro's conversation with a young, horribly disfigured in the intellect and misguided young woman who is insisting that gender is what you make it.
How do you say that some people don't have privilege when you basically just said that trans people aren't valid? They're not a thing. They're just girls pretending to be boys or boys pretending to be girls.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so I was excited. Okay.
Biological, but gender is a completely different thing.
No, gender is not disconnected from sex. So
it's not completely disconnected, but it's still a cultural thing. It's still from society.
Okay. No, it is not in the mind. Okay, you're not a man if you think you're a man. And I didn't say pretending, or if I did, I shouldn't have said pretending. Let me amend.
You said playing.
Okay, I said a boy who thinks he's a girl. That's the usual phraseology I use. Not playing. I usually say a boy who thinks he's a girl or a girl who thinks he's a boy, which is technically what we're talking about here. As far as the actual psychological issues at play, it used to be called gender dysphoria or gender identity disorder. Now they call it gender dysphoria. The idea that sex or gender are malleable is not true. Okay, and I'm not denying your humanity if you're a transgender person. I am saying that you are not the sex to which you claim to be.
Wow.
You're still a human being, and you're a human being with an issue that I wish you Godspeed in dealing with in whatever way you see fit. But if you are going to dictate to me that I'm supposed to pretend that men are women and women are men, no. My answer is no. I'm not going to modify basic biology because it threatens your subjective sense of what you are.
Okay, but you're still saying kids should, like, not be accepted because they don't
really fit in either place. That's not what he said, you twerp!
The Boy Scouts have a standard. You must be a biological boy to be a Boy Scout. You have to be a boy to be a Boy Scout.
Where's that written, though?
Okay. In the name Boy Scouts.
In the name...
Because this is a very... Okay, because for all of human history, boy meant boy and girl meant girl. Boy did not mean girl. And if I call you a moose, are you suddenly a moose? Okay, if I redefine our terms. No, yes, that's right. Men and women are a completely different thing. This is true. Have you ever met a man or a woman? They're completely different.
You can't just say you're a cat. It's not a thing. It's genders. It's not saying you're
a woman. Okay, why is that? I don't understand. Why?
This child is so mystic.
Okay, I won't ask you how old. I will ask you how old you are, okay? Because you're young enough that it's probably not insulting to ask you. So
I'm 22, so I'm probably only naive, right?
No. Why aren't you 60? Why aren't you 60?
Because
why can't you identify as 60? Why? What is the problem with you identifying as 60?
It's not the same as gender. You can't just...
You're right. Age is significantly less important than gender. You can't magically change your gender. You can't magically change your sex. You can't magically change your age.
You can still legally change it. People recognize...
You can't legally change your age, by the way.
Obviously. You can change your name, you can change your sex, you can change your identity.
Just because you can do things legally doesn't mean that they are correct biologically. You could do lots of things in the past that were incorrect biologically and incorrect legally. For a long period of time in the United States, sterilization of the mentally ill took place. That didn't make it okay. Skinner versus Oklahoma. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote the decision.
Right. I still don't understand why you're saying that. better have
it's not a matter of open-minded and accepting. I want them to get treatment that they see fit, but that's not involving me. The idea behind the transgender movement as a civil rights movement is the idea that all of their problems would just go away if I would pretend that they were the sex to which they claim to which they claim membership. That's nonsense. The transgender suicide rate is 40%. It is 40%. And according to the Anderson School at UCLA, it makes no difference. There's a study that came out last year. It makes no difference, virtually no difference, statistically speaking, as to whether people recognize you as a transgender person or not, which suggests there's a very high comorbidity between transgenderism, whatever that...
All right, I linked in a video in today's panel. Watch the whole thing, folks. That's Ben Shapiro just you know what he's employing there, Christopher? Philosophia perennis. He's employing ultimate causes. I'm not sure if it's an ultimate cause. I'd have to ask Brother Andre about that. Well, no, he is, because he's saying, well, no, for thousands of years, boys are born boys and girls are born girls. Ultimately, just because you say that you can change your gender does not mean that your gender has changed. Mutilating your body does not change it. The example, though, of, well, why aren't you 60? And she just, well, I'm not, because I'm not 60. Okay, I'm looking at you, you're a girl. You're not a boy. And it doesn't matter if you dress up like a boy. Folks, I gave the example one time of the weirdo in London that dresses up like a Dalmatian. And people say that he's trans species. That he thinks he's a dog, so they treat him like a dog. They even buy him dog snacks. And I said at the time, I asked the question, because he identifies as a dog, is he an actual dog? Well, we could test this theory out in a couple of ways. If he wandered out in the middle of a park as a dog, and he saw another dog, a female dog that was in heat, and he wandered up to the female dog that was in heat and began to perform a sex act on her, which is what a dog would do right in front of all of us, what would happen? Well, back in the old days, they'd call that bestiality and cruelty to animals and what have you, and they'd arrest him. I don't care if he identifies as a dog. He's not a dog.